Thank you. Thank you. know how to use Airtable, Xamo, all these back ends and front ends from no code. It's a marketplace that's vetted. I'm the program manager there, so if you're interested in all that, there'll be a link down below for you to have a discussion with me, and we'll find the best engineer for you on an hourly basis.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah, definitely interested.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you want, do you want me to get started with generative AI is and kind of go through how to use it and things like that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So there are a lot of different terms that are out there right now in Web3. And Web3 is a term, right? So Web3 is just the third iteration of web services, right? So Web2 was more mobile apps and all those things. It was optimized to be on your phone or in a mobile position for you to take advantage of the web. Web3 is just the next advancement of that. So what does that entail? Well, you have three main areas. You have blockchain, which would have like cryptocurrency and all of those different things, NFTs and DeFi and DAOs. But then there's another two portions, which would be machine learning and artificial intelligence. Now, as we've seen the last couple of years, depending on what's going on in the news, there's a rotation. Crypto is really hot and blockchain, and now AI has jumped off the page since ChatGPT really took over in the last 2 years. So people wonder, okay, so what is going on in AI? What are examples there? Well, there is different things such as artificial general intelligence, AGI, that's on the horizon. They're predicting when that's going to happen. It's not here right now. There are different things called like AI agents, and then there are other splitting different terms such as generative AI. So let's break down what generative AI means. Generative AI just means that you're generating something using artificial intelligence. So what are some examples of generative AI? Well, I bet you have all already used generative AI. What do I mean by that? Well, there is text generation. Well, what is text generation? Well, if you use ChatGPT, Jasper, Notion AI, anything like that, you're having a conversation with an AI to do a task. That is text generation, right? So if you've used ChatGPT, if you followed Erica, guess what? You have used some kind of text generation. The next one would be image. Image could be something like DALL-E, Midjourney, Stable Diffusion, and the list goes on and on, whatever you prefer. But you're generating an image. A third would be video generation. If you're using, and we'll go through a couple examples and actually look at some of the tech and everything, but you're generating video from this. So some people are creating short films, those kind of things. Excuse me. And then there's two more. There's audio and video, and then there's code generation, right? So those are the different ones that you can do. There's tons of other ones, art and design. There's AI agents where you're using IDEs, so you're just basically development environments. So if you're using agents like Repl agents, Lovable, Data Button, the list goes on, you can be doing that. So that's a pretty exhaustive list, and that might feel a little bit overwhelming. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is generative AI is the act of generating something from AI, whatever that might be. Okay, so as we go through this, instead of feeling overwhelmed or it's like, oh, I've got to download or sign up for all of these different programs, think about this very simply. What are you trying to do in your life that you want to save time or make money? What do you want to do in your life where you feel overwhelmed and you want to offload something onto an assistant? That's what generative AI can help you do. So as you're going through this, we're going to go through some examples in the Q&A that we're going to have later that's going on Zoom. But I want you to do, everyone, the participants, write down what are you struggling with, what do you want to accomplish, and why. And then we can start looking at examples of different generative AI for your business or your life or any of those things. Erica, how am I doing?
So far, so good. I like the list of audio, video, and text.
Okay, so now I'm going to share my screen for a moment. One moment here. And while I was preparing for this, right, the simple thing is, right, you're like, how did he know all those things? Well, guess what? I just said, give me examples of generative AI, right? And it gave me an outline, and then I talked about it. So this is an example. They're like, oh, we're using it in so many different ways, right?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.